Professional.
What's happening? What's going on?
Nothing.
Are you talking about me behind my back?
Yeah.
Where's your... Where's your...
Oh, yep. Hit yours, Ian. That
your,
on.
Turn yours on.
There you go.
There you go.
Rules. BBBB. The BBC.
All right. I think we got it. One of these days, we're going to have this down.
I love it.
It's only been almost 3 years.
It's almost been.
Any second.
Many time now.
Now, what we like to do sometimes is to ask you what you and Tom were talking about while we were wandering around.
Well, you won't be back next season.
That seems a little odd. He talked to you about that.
Ian, what do you think about sports?
That's what he said.
Did he really?
Well, you like hockey, right?
No, I like
Did
hockey.
You stop it?
Did you really get concerned?
No, I thought, but that sounds like something Tom would say, not necessarily in reference to Chick, but just be like, what do you think about sports?
No, he was like wanting me to take over sports.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, that sounds right, too. I mean, he talked to me about it last week, so.
What?
He's trying to find somebody. We think there's going to be an accident.
I don't know why, but your name comes up every now and then with people I run out around with.
Who do you run around with?
You're Greg Warren's, you're Kostakis.
Greg Warren's hilarious.
Well, Kostakis. Let's not get carried away.
Okay, so Greg Warren's a great wrestler?
He's serviceable, yes. Han.
Kostakis, yeah, Han.
You work with Han?
Greg,
with
yeah,
guys?
Yeah.
Who's your best friend in comedy?
Best friend in comedy?
If you had to borrow $50, who would you call?
Chad Daniels.
Oh.
Chad Daniels, that's
that
right.
Sense.
Chad Daniels, I would say, is my. Even though we don't get to see each other that much anymore, that's how comedy goes. You got to, if you, there's only one at the top. You got to look down. You got to look down at the others. I like, who do I like? Christina Pazinski and Tom.
Segura?
Yep, but I call him Tom Pazinski.
That's nice that you do that.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Bert Kreischer.
Okay.
Bert, we love Bert.
I don't know anybody that doesn't love Bert.
As we told Bert when he was on the podcast, it would be so very easy for him to be one of those jerks who party all the time. But he parties all the time. But
he
somehow,
parties all the time. He's not a jerk about
he's
it.
He's not a jerk at all.
He actually really enjoys it.
I don't know how he pulls it off.
My favorite story about me and Bert together doing radio was we were on this show in Arizona, and this guy was a complete dick that we were doing radio.
Yeah.
And he asked us, well, it says here that your Van Wilder is based on you. and Bert goes, yeah, he tells him the whole story. He goes,
all right.
I don't see it. And I'm just looking at him. And I'm just like, why is this guy being such a dick? And then all of a sudden I just look at him and go, are you thinking about the movie Van Helsing?
It was the Vampire Hunter,
he
right?
He was thinking about the vampire.
No!
He thought the Vampire Hunter was based on Bert.
Well, now I'm on the dick side.
Yeah,
I don't see Bert chasing vampires
either. Yeah, you got to kind of be. Yeah, you kill vampires.
Is that right?
I don't think so.
Not only don't I believe in vampires,
I don't believe in you.
That's right.
I come here.
Oh, hey. This is our theme music. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Jess is singing background, as you'll hear.
I'm ready.
Hear that? Hi, welcome back to the Off the Air Podcast. I'm one of the hosts, and this is the other host. Where is she? Here she comes. This is some kind
of bad dream. How are we gonna get out of this shit we're in?
How are we gonna get out of this shit we're in? Okay, why don't you try it? Say how are we gonna get out of this shit we're in?
How are we gonna get out of this shit we're in? I kind of know. I don't know.
Kinda. Dead on. This is Bob Schneider from King Kong, and this is the Off the Air Podcast. Thanks for downloading us.
I'm ready.
We're ready. We're ready. Let's roll. This time, our guest is a Canadian.
Ew. Gross.
One of those people, a Canadian.
One of those people.
One of those who just sits above us and looks down on us and judges us. And is that any of this?
Nice try, America.
You know what, though? I went to Ian Bagg as our guest. Hi, Ian.
Hello.
But everyone. You know that because you're holding the thing that you downloaded it with.
I am also holding that.
Are you doing a lot of podcasts or your own?
I do. Well, I did my own for a while.
What happened?
I did them with, here's what I did. I started out with one company. They kind of ended up becoming another company.
Okay.
And that company became another company. And then everybody was weird. And then I went to another company. And then I was like, I can't do this with companies. And then I started to do it on my own. And it just wasn't fun.
It wasn't fun doing it on your
own? I enjoyed doing it in a studio. Mm-hmm. I didn't enjoy doing it on a couch.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't really mind where we do it, I guess.
I do. I don't like doing it at your house.
But this here, I guess.
That's because he's creepy and tries to get you to do things afterwards.
Well, this is there's a history.
There is a history.
This is more professional, I guess, or something.
I just like the vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, it needs a vibe. And I enjoy going and doing them at my friend's house. But for me to do it, I need a certain vibe to give me.
I would imagine. Yeah. I don't know that much about you, but I think.
You know enough.
Surroundings would play a lot into your attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're easily relaxed.
I'm easy relaxed, and I'm also ADD, like you wouldn't believe.
Oh.
Yeah, so if my dogs are in the room, I'm concentrating on my dogs, you know, like, and then the show becomes about my dogs, and then...
You have big sweeties? What do you have?
We have two. We have Roxy, who is a Virginia found.
Oh.
I don't know if you know what a Virginia found
is.
My wife found it in a ditch in Virginia.
Virginia found. Yeah.
And then we have Lou, who is pure prison dog. He's straight from Long Beach SPCA.
So is he now? What kind of a dog is Lou? Lou, just a mutt?
Yeah, they're both mixes. They're just kind of. I'm pretty sure Roxy's from a Mexican encampment.
I just can't.
I don't think they're called encampments, but I think from a Mexican labor camp.
And you're married now.
I'm married.
But this is the first time I've seen you since you've been married.
Yes.
I can't get used to it. I can't get used to it.
Does different? He look different?
He just didn't seem like... He didn't seem
still
like...
Still don't wear a ring.
The kind of guy...
No.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I had a lady yell at me last week.
Well...
For not wearing a ring.
And I'm like, I wasn't hitting on you, first of all.
A.
And then second of all, my $45 overstock.com does not solidify our relationship, okay?
Yeah.
I just don't wear it. It just doesn't feel comfortable.
I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
To not wear a ring.
I say that I'm married. I'm pretty sure that means more than wearing a ring.
Yeah. And if you have to be reminded that you're married in order to be faithful, then you've got bigger problems.
In the middle of grabbing a titty. that ring.
Titty. I do like that pronunciation of titty. Titty.
Titty.
It does sound nicer.
Yeah. Tits. That's not so
good. Now, in Canada, are they tits, or is it a different word for that?
Bubalaches.
Bubalaches?
It's the bubalache crunch. I don't know if you remember that from Happy Days. Nice.
I don't. I remember Vinnie Bumba. No, that's not. That's
a completely different.
That's Ronnie Dangerfield's doctor. The Big Ragu is who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, but remember when the Big Ragu was not, that wasn't even Happy Days either.
Yes. Oh, is that Laverne and Shirley?
That's Laverne and Shirley.
God, fuck. You are killing it.
I love this. I love that we can swear.
You forget, don't you?
Yeah.
Because we're here in the studio where the
4 hours of me thinking before I say something.
Yeah, now, I'll just let her rip, brother.
Oh, I love it. Oh, God damn it. Let's do this.
So what, I still want to know what Bubalache.
Oh.
The Bubalache. It wasn't, there was these two guys on the show and...
That's Lenny and Squiggy. That's Laverne and Shirley.
No, Fonzie was in when you smash cars up, a smash up derby,
demolition derby.
Yeah, and there was these two brothers, and but they didn't do the Bubalache crunch. They did some other sort of crunch.
Was it one of the Lembecks? Was it Michael Lembeck?
I don't know.
Harvey Lembeck?
I don't know. The Lembeck crunch. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But I remember being a kid and calling it the Bubalache.
But Boob was in their name, so it automatically became.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys got Happy Days in Canada, huh?
Oh, we did.
I'm going to do this the whole podcast. So that's how it is in Canada, huh?
Mm-hmm. We didn't get it. We didn't get live.
You didn't get it. Was it Tuesday nights at 8? I think
I was going to say.
I think
and 8:30 was what? What was it?
Laverne and Shirley.
No, it was WKRP.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
And I was about 8 or 9, and I was able to stay up, maybe 8 or 9. Yeah, I can't remember. I was really young, and I was allowed to stay up for Happy Days, but I wasn't allowed to stay up for WKRP.
Oh.
And I just remember They, I could watch that. Would
well,
watch
now I will tell you.
Yeah.
Well, the show's crazy. Lonnie Anderson, look at her. Oh, my God.
So, Bubalachi.
Yeah. She was going to crunch them.
No, but they, she has, or had, her boobs were...
Going different ways.
Yeah.
I call them cross-eyed
boobs.
They
went outside.
Yeah. That's when
instead
you get
of nice
a stigma titty.
Yeah.
A stigma titty. That's mm-hmm. exactly what
when
it
you get
was.
When you get them so big, they just kind of yeah. start leaning off to the left.
It was. It, yeah. And there was no cleavage, and it was just, it was all.
On the show or recently?
On the show. It happened on the show. Yeah. On the show, they were like that.
Huh. Yeah.
But I know that
baby,
Laverne and Shirley was on Laverne and Shirley was on ABC.
Whatever happened to me.
And KRP was on CBS. So did you?
Oh, maybe we got, well, we got it on the CBC, and it was brought to you by Kraft.
Kraft macaroni and cheese?
Kraft cheese. Kraft cheese.
Huh.
Happy Days is brought to you by Kraft. Kraft, the makers of Kraft singles.
Did some guy come on and give you a recipe before they talked about it?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Now, we had that here, but it was the Kraft Music Hour or something.
It was Kraft TV used to sponsor a bunch of stuff. And I remember Brent Butt, who's a famous comedian in Canada. And
hold
really
it.
Funny.
His last name's Butt?
Yeah.
Well, you have to be a comedian. Yeah.
He's the butt of most of his jokes. But he's like, he has a TV show called Corner Gas. I think it's on WGN or something right now.
Corner Gas.
Yeah, and he's famous up in Canada, like hugely famous. Nobody knows him here. And it's weird. It's,
that
like,
is weird.
It's weird in these days and times. But he used to have a joke about how Kraft would give you these recipes. What you do is you take a ball of Velveeta. Now roll it up. Now take some Smarties. I don't know if you remember.
Sure, the sweet tarts.
Yeah,
right?
Okay, yeah. Here you go. Now push them in there. What you got there is a holiday treat.
Sounds kind of good. The Velveeta, man. Oh.
The Velveeta, oh.
Oh, but have you ever seen the way they make it, that it's actually clear and
it's
they pump
clear.
In that color?
Yeah,
oh.
you know Velveeta comes out.
I didn't know
out.
It's clear, but
it's
I just
clear.
Know I know it they don't clear. Put it in. They don't put it in the fridge. They just sits
no, it
out.
Just sits out.
Yeah,
and
that's
it's
the
cheese?
Scarier
that's
part.
Not cheese.
Yeah.
That is crazy that it can sit out for however long you need it to sit.
Maybe
out.
They should market it as clear, like Clear Pepsi. Remember when they did Clear Pepsi?
And then
clear
when you Velveeta. Get when you get Velveeta home, if you open it up, it says you should refrigerate it after opening.
Yeah, then you had as soon as you open it, then you have to
evidently. I don't know.
Really?
That's
like a Pop-Tart. You can't just open a Pop-Tart and leave it. You got to freeze.
Oh, Jason does that shit all the time.
Oh, I had a Pop-Tart.
Jason, stop that shit.
Yeah.
It was delicious. Pop-Tart.
What flavor did you have?
Brown sugar cinnamon.
Cheers.
I kick it old school.
I kick it old school.
There
was brown sugar.
There's strawberry.
There's strawberry, cherry, and brown cinnamon in there.
The first Pop-Tarts were strawberry, brown sugar cinnamon, and...
What are the new ones? The new ones are like.
Oh, they've
oh
got
gosh,
everything.
They got everything.
They have s'mores. They have peanut butter. Red, they have iPod flavor.
Red velvet. Pumpkin.
Red velvet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have pumpkin.
Pumpkin, boring.
Mm. I don't like pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
I like without the frosting.
Really?
Pumpkin or no. All of them?
You know what I
Pop-Tarts
used to do?
In general.
Can you get them without the frosting?
Uh-huh.
If you haven't gotten a Pop-Tart,
you can.
And I don't do this anymore, but I dream about it.
You put butter on it.
Put a Pop-Tart out, put it on your plate, get a butter and just...
My brother used to do that.
And just let it.
Oh, that sounds good.
Melt all over the Pop Tart and just.
You know what? What was a treat when I was a kid? We'd take the bread, toast it, and then you put the butter on it, and then you sprinkle sugar and cinnamon on it.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
That was insane. That was like the whitest trash thing ever.
I probably still
do they have white trash in Canada?
Oh, it is.
Okay.
That's what Canada is, white trash.
No, is it?
Yes, you go up there. It's just a bunch of guys in one car, no seatbelt.
Although they have, I was up there fishing one magical summer. And
one magical summer.
I was introduced to poutine.
Oh, that's pretty goddamn good.
Which is disco fries. Nothing but disco fries is what poutine is.
Yeah.
No.
That's what, yeah. It's
French
fries. Gravy.
Gravy cheese, and cheese curd.
Cheese curd.
It's cheese curd's way better than just sprinkled
it's
mozzarella.
It's much richer and wonderful.
They have specialty poutine restaurants up in Canada where they make different types of poutine. Like
72 flavors of poutine?
Yeah, like Indian flavored.
Really? Heavy on the curry? Really?
Yeah, yeah, like pizza. But
and you can dial it up? And
yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, because they were trying
it's
to
like
get me
Bruges.
To go to Winnipeg a couple ways.
And like Bruges. There's
that's what they call them at Bruges.
A restaurant in Indianapolis where it's called Bruges, and it's all different types of French fries.
I think they call them frites.
Frites.
I bet you it's owned by a Canadian, because frites is
that's
French.
French, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Frites.
Palme de frites.
And crepes.
Palme de frites. That's French in your hand.
in your hand?
There's another Canadian comic, Pat Bullard, who used to, he learned, because we all.
Okay, I know that name.
You probably, he you guys probably had him on the show a couple of times, but he used to have a, he learned all his French off of the cereal boxes. Because in Canada, one side is English and one side is French, so he learned. So
they are hardcore about the French thing.
Oh, they really push it. They really push it. So even though we know what's on the box by the pitcher.
Right.
But but cornflakes are called flacon de mai.
Flacon de mai.
Yeah, so he would use it as a swear word.
I like it.
Just lean out the car and somebody cuts you off. Flacon de mai. His other, he had another great joke that was awesome about people winning the lottery and still working.
Mm-hmm.
How it makes him so mad. When I was a kid, my dad won free fries at McDonald's. He quit his job. Yeah, I love it. Oh, this is a fun show. I just broke the thing.
Don't break the chair.
Did you used to be? Yeah. Did he used to be a lot more like wild when before he was married? Before,
oh my
married?
Lord, was, yes, okay. That's what I mean. Why? When I say I can't, right, picture him married.
Okay, that's because I
what
feel
stories
like
have you heard?
I feel like when I worked here before, you were, it was kind of crazy and wild when you were on the show, and you seem real mellow now.
Well, the show is really mellow today.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, I thought so.
I
yeah.
thought the show. Okay. Was, and I go where the show goes.
Okay.
I don't just, you know.
That's probably what makes you a good guest.
I hope so.
Yeah. You are a good guy.
There's a lot of people who don't do that, who don't.
Well,
go
yeah, just I don't. I, there's still a show. I right. get there's still a show, and I just want to have fun with what we're talking about. I don't right. really want to, because it's funny because they give us a bunch of leads, and right. I'm like, I'm gonna go where you guys go. So
right.
you don't.
That makes sense.
So, but I just give them things, and it's funny because I wrote some jokes today while we're doing the show about from my leads.
So, oh yeah, okay.
Because I forgot about my mom sleeping with Wayne Newton. I've been shut that out until today, and then I've decided to bring it up. And I'm like, I should probably talk about that on stage.
And that was during your wedding.
Yeah, the day after.
Oh,
at the campfire the day
at the
after
campfire.
The
campfire, not the reception, but the
no
the day, campfire the day after.
The reception was consisted of me going back to the room and puking everywhere.
What did you eat?
I have no idea.
Poutine?
You still don't know?
No. And you know what's funny? My wife brings it up constantly. If like something fell onto the table and I picked it up and ate it, and she'll just go, and you got poisoning at our wedding. Like how do you just I just seen you eat a piece of lettuce off of a picnic table in a park. She gets so mad at me. I'm like, I don't know what happened. Like, it wasn't like I was trying to get...
Right.
You think I enjoyed standing in the sun and holding my butt closed so hard? Well, I said, I do.
You have to hold your butt closed?
Oh, yeah.
Did you tell this story this morning?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Somebody listens to me.
I don't think he did.
No, that was when Chick didn't talk for like 6 minutes.
He was mad a couple times.
Oh, he was?
I was not mad.
I love it when the guest tells me what happened.
He put on his seeing glasses and pretended not to care.
No, he was, yes, that many. He was shopping on Amazon during the show.
He was. He's like, hey, what do you think I should buy?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
That happens every now and then.
What'd you get pissed
on
the show
for? I enjoy coming to this show. You guys.
It's fun.
It is a really fun show.
It's real laid back and easy, right?
It's one of the funny things it says to me is that when they saw it, we don't like sexual or bathroom humor. And I'm just like, that's the whole show. As soon as you're in here.
Dean tells you that?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
I don't think it's enforced, but if you say that, then...
But that's...
It's like setting the speed limit at 70 miles an hour.
That's what I think it is if we put it at 55, everybody's going to do 70.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So,
but boobs and poop, that's kind of what happens.
That's why I got into comedy. So I could poop and see boobs.
It's the old Jimmy Pardo line. He's got a dick. Why isn't he talking about it?
Pardo's right. Hilarious.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's out of his mind and hilarious. He's good people.
I still can't get over you're married. I can't. How'd you meet this woman?
Why are you
woman?
So ate up with it?
I'm not ate up with it. I just want to know how you
I
met
think
this
I was
woman.
Getting married the last time I was here.
Yeah, but I thought you,
you
were,
know what?
I thought you were putting me on when you told me that.
I think I need to come back when I'm not in Indianapolis.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I mean? Because they don't book me, and she puts me on this weird schedule where it's been 2.5 years since I've been
here.
Yeah,
right. It's been forever. So, and we had a Twitter relationship going on there for a while about old time hockey, and then
you dumped me.
I did not dump you. Did I?
I still follow you.
I might have dumped you. I don't know.
I think you dumped me.
I don't know why.
Sounds right.
I think you dumped me. Yeah. But. I should, like, when I'm in Dayton or someplace, I should come see you guys.
Cause
I'm
just
you know,
hang out.
Yeah, because it is a really fun show to do. And then I could do this afterwards, because this is fun, too. Because we could swear.
Swear all you want.
Bob, Tom, suck my balls!
What he said was, suck my balls. Is that the favorite, what's the favorite curse word in Canada? Is it is it fuck, too, or?
Fatois.
That's
French for fuck you.
Is it really?
Yeah, fatois.
Fatois? We're learning French. This is fun.
This is fun.
The biggest French swear is.
I love it when they refer to curse words as swear.
Kunt.
Don't use a swear.
Kunt.
Is there a French word for?
We had
it. But twat, I guess, right? Is that where twat comes from?
Twat.
They say twat in.
I don't think you can say twat on the radio.
You can't.
Just by itself. Like you can say dick.
I twat. I seen a putty cat.
Yeah,
that's right.
I think twat was a person before it was.
Oh, like you twat?
Yeah, like you would call somebody a twit,
jerk,
a twit,
jerk,
a twat.
A twit, a
yeah.
Twat.
Yeah.
You
right?
think?
I don't know.
In the past tense.
Right.
I twit. Twat. I have twat.
Yesterday you're a twat.
Tomorrow you will be a twatter.
What is the big thing in Mormon times, what is the big thing that they go to? What's their big
that's a tough one. I don't know anything about Mormon.
Tabernacle.
Oh, okay.
Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
So
yes.
The big swear word in French is tabernacle.
Tabernacle?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Which loosely translates to
almost like some sort of like house of God, like you're saying something bad.
Oh, like a, yeah. Like in vain.
Yeah.
Like you're saying something in
tabernacle,
vain.
Tabernacle. You know?
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, so use that, throw that out. Tabernacle, but while you and take you up to and side you up the ass there. Up yours there, Johnny.
Up yours, Johnny.
You know what? It's so terrible that every time I think about Canada, I think about that terrible documentary that
Which
we
one?
Watched. About where the mother was crazy and she killed the father. And do you remember this?
No.
Lizzie Borden?
Yes, you do.
Help me.
What Zachary.
I don't know about that one.
The movie's called...
Tree?
It's a
The Tree of... No.
The Tree of Life? No.
No, something about Zachary.
Finding Zachary or Helping Zachary.
Anyway, this woman, the father's a doctor and she gets pregnant and...
She gets pregnant on purpose when they're dating.
They were barely dating.
He wants to break up with her. She refuses. She has the baby.
She kills him before she has the baby.
She kills the father.
And this all happened.
Zachary's father?
Yep. And she gets off. And then, but
she
his best.
Little.
Yeah, a little bit. And then, so his best friend starts a documentary and wants to interview everybody that knew Zachary's father.
So he goes back and follows it. Oh, that sounds like a good documentary.
But turns out in the documentary, like.
His dad isn't his dad?
No, he is. The parents, the grandparents try to keep a relationship and the grandparents get custody and then they say, okay, you can visit your son. Because she was tried for murder.
Right.
And they said, yeah, you can visit. Well, when the grandparents finally let her take Zachary for a visit, she takes the baby and she and he jump off a cliff and she kills them both.
Whose friend did the... Did the documentary?
The
I thought
father.
Zachary's friend. I'm like,
no, the dead father. I mean, the baby dies. I think before it's maybe two or three, it's a toddler.
What a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Canadians when they kill get crazy.
Dear Zachary, a letter to a son about his father.
That's
it's so it was
sad.
Awful.
It's so sad. I hope they make a documentary about the guy in the bus that cut everybody's heads off. You know that one?
No.
I missed that one.
There was a guy.
That was in Canada, too?
Yeah, a guy driving from Edmonton to Winnipeg. And outside a little town, this guy cuts off two people. He just leans ahead on the bus and cuts a guy's head off.
Oh.
And everybody on the bus just like freaks out.
Well, yeah.
And he's running around the bus with a head and fucking eating it and stuff.
Oh.
And then there's a big police standoff and they don't know what to do. Yeah. I'm like, you shoot him is what you do.
You shoot him.
Yeah.
In the head that's still attached.
And he cut off another head.
I think he cut off another head. I can't remember. I know he cut off one head for sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was it like a Greyhound bus?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I've never been on a bus.
And then the other documentary I want to see about Canada, Rush. They have a great documentary on Rush. Sorry,
oh,
that's
yeah.
the volume.
No, that's
have
okay.
Have you seen that one?
No.
Have you heard that Geddy Lee's first name is actually Gary?
Gary Lee.
But his mother had such a, or his aunt
Giddy.
Had such a thick accent. Giddy.
Who's Giddy?
Giddy.
Really?
Yeah, I can believe that.
Evidently, that's real.
I love Rush.
They're pretty good.
Did you know that today's Tom Sawyer?
mean, stride, mean, pride. Mean, pride. Yes.
There's also another.
Dun,
There's also the other good band documentary. I'm blanking on the name.
Anvil.
Anvil.
Anvil. I knew it.
Oh yes, yes.
We saw that.
We watched that.
That is a great.
It's a great documentary.
It was great documentary.
Those guys, I feel so. I still feel bad.
Yeah,
for
my
those
heart
guys.
Breaks.
Your heart breaks, but as a comedian, you watch it and you're, ha, 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 and then all of a sudden you're like, oh shit, I'm Anvil. No, those
what,
guys.
What
are
is
so
the
hot.
What is the Anvil equivalent? Though you're out there forever and no one notices you. What?
That'd probably be my career right now.
Is it the cruise ships? Do you do cruise ships?
I do not do cruise ships.
See, now that to me was cruise ships were
giving up, right?
I thought so, but
there's some young guys doing them right now.
But because
they said they make
it's
bank.
Still giving.
It's
they
crazy
make,
money.
They make bank, but yeah. They've still given up. They're in another stratosphere.
It's like fish in a barrel. Like there's a lot of women. You really can do the same show for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Kinda, no?
What do you mean? Like,
well, now they have
the women on the boats for
yeah.
the guys? Yeah, well, yeah. I know a lot of family guys. I understand guys that get families have to make a living, right?
Right.
So I understand why they do it. But you do two shows, and then you're stuck on a boat for 8 days. That doesn't seem pleasurable to me
you
at
only
all.
You only do two shows.
Who does? I was just talking to Dwight Slade about this. He does cruises every now and then, but
yeah.
they have a
he's
clean,
always done them. Yeah,
they have a clean show and a dirtier show,
and then they get reports. The crowd gives reports,
and they go
by the reports.
Go nuts by those reports,
and yeah, guys get fired all the time. I've done one, and I was just like, you will not get me back on a boat to save my
life. And he said, and this all wraps up in the Canada thing. He said that being out on a boat. And you wouldn't think, and you would tell yourself, oh, well, this won't affect me. That'll be fine. But you don't have Wi-Fi or any way to access the internet. And when I was in Canada, I sort of went through that, but it was like once a day. No,
because you needed Wi-Fi.
And it's just like, well, this, and you feel,
if
you know,
not, it was like 20 bucks a minute, right? Yeah.
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
We had to go down to a post office, which was not a post office. Well, it was a post office in the sense that
it was Canada Post.
There was mail there, but it was also like a general store. But it was.
Where were you? Oh, in the
Northern Ontario.
Yeah.
Lake Wabiscayne or something
well,
like
hey,
that.
Well, hey, chick, you know. Are you expecting a letter?
I know.
How long are you going to be here? Because Canada Post don't move that quick, son.
Because, you know, all the Canadians know the names of all the lakes. So I'll go to Lake Wabiscayne.
Thanks.
I seen you touch your ears, so I didn't want to be too loud.
I was itching.
No, you're going, this guy's loud.
This guy's really loud in my head.
Tickets. Anyways. Yeah.
All right.
Canada Post is only open 5 days a week.
Really?
Yeah. You know how you guys do?
Saturday. We get Saturday, but
it's Saturday.
We keep hearing it's not going to be for long.
I think you should get rid of it. I think it's a waste of time.
Yeah, right?
Like, you really need your bills on Saturday?
When's the last time you mailed a letter, you know?
Well, you brought up checks today.
2 days ago you mailed a letter?
Mm-hmm.
Who'd you mail it to?
Who did?
Did you send away for X-ray goggles?
No. Yeah, it was.
Those are cool.
Yeah.
You're going to get some sea people?
Oh, it was a St. Patrick's Day card.
Dear St. Patrick's.
To an elderly family member just to say hello.
Hey, olds. Yeah. Here's the St. Patrick's you dream of.
It was a little cat with a little leprechaun head.
I'm drunk.
Do they have St. Patrick's Day in Canada?
Like you wouldn't believe.
Really?
They get crazy up there. No, they're just another day. They do have it up there, but it's not as big. Down here, I found this year the most annoying because it started on fucking Saturday.
It does.
It went all the way
to
Wednesday.
They called Saturday St. Practice Day.
What?
And they eased it, yeah.
We didn't do anything on St. Patrick's
Sunday,
Day.
Sunday, and then fucking Monday, and everybody was doing
it. And so next year is going to be on Wednesday, so they're going to use both weekends.
No.
It's going to be a whole week.
Hump day.
Hump day.
Hey, what is it? What day is it? Hey, hump day.
Come on, Fred. Whatever.
Melvin or
it's
whatever.
It's a funny commercial.
It is fun.
Now, and Christmas is on Christmas, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, what about...
we also get a day afterwards called Boxing Day.
Boxing Day. I love Boxing Day. And that comes from you box everything up and take it back to the store, right?
Or if you got something from your family that you don't like, you put on some gloves and you beat the shit out of them. Tell them you didn't like it. You know better than me. Than Cousin Floyd, put on your gloves.
But now you're Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is all, nowhere near.
It's all screwy.
Thanksgiving changes days, first of all.
It's not Thursday like ours.
It's a certain day. It's usually a Monday.
Usually a Monday in October, right?
It's in October, and I think it's got more to do with the harvest not killing Indians.
Oh, that's totally different from ours.
But honest to God, I have never been to a When I moved to America, Thanksgiving is fucking awesome.
Oh, Thanksgiving down here. Thanksgiving is the best holiday.
You don't have to give anybody anything. You go to some place and you just
put the women in the kitchen.
Well, I was going to say,
you put the women
hosting,
in the kitchen and have them cook, and you just sit there and eat and fall asleep
but
and
you
eat.
You don't go shopping for a week before to buy them gifts.
But
you go shopping for food. That's fun.
Yeah,
but you don't go. You don't have. You don't have to go like, oh, got to figure out what to get them.
I love it. I do. I love hosting it.
So much fun.
I like doing the tablescape. I like the baking pies.
The folding out the turkeys that you get.
I make my own butter. I make my own butter the week before.
She does make her own butter.
I put it in little turkey molds. So it's little turkey.
They're shaped like turkeys.
I don't know who you are, but I love it.
Yep. It's unbelievable. Yep.
It is fun.
That is
an old
good.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
So it's
is
more
fantastic.
About the and now. Do you have football on your Thanksgiving all day
no,
long?
No,
hockey's the.
And still, we don't even have that. It's just like, hey, let's go to America. That's what happens a lot.
Do you have a parade?
There's one of the department stores in Toronto joins in, don't they? On our Thanksgiving.
On your Thanksgiving, maybe.
Yeah.
I think they have a Christmas Day parade, but
really?
It's like around.
Yeah, because I remember when I really used to be when I was a kid and just fascinated with the Thanksgiving Day parades.
Sure.
And they would have something in Detroit, and then now we go into Canada for the something
really?
Something at Windsor.
The Windsor float is stuck in the tunnel coming over to Detroit, Bob. They didn't realize how tall it was.
Not like the Windsor Ballet. This was
Windsor
different.
Ballet is completely different.
Yeah.
Get over here, I'm going to put my puss on your face.
That's the Windsor Ballet.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't. I mean,
did you know that?
Yeah.
That's what they call strippers
in Canada, the ballet.
Okay. And you can be full frontal.
Full frontal?
You can only show
the b-hole.
They like that too.
But it is completely nude.
Hide the front, show us the b-hole.
All nude.
It is all nude.
I'm not going to just strip down to my bikini line. I'm going to get naked. If I'm going to take my clothes off, I'm going to get cleaned up.
You don't have to cover your nipples or anything?
I don't have to cover my nipples.
I mean, I know you don't.
I cover them anyways because they're weird.
And they don't have dollar bills in Canada. They have coins.
They used to have dollar bills, and then it changed. And now they do dick things like heat up the coins with a lighter and throw them at the girls.
Oh, my gosh.
And the coins in Canada are magnetic.
So they wear magnetic.
So they wear magnets on belts.
I don't know if they're magnetic.
The coins are magnetic.
Where did you hear this?
Because I had some coins from my Canada
How would they go through the machine if they're magnetic? They'd stop.
No, I mean not magnetic, but they're made out of a metal that can be,
attracted picked up.
By
okay.
a magnet.
Okay.
Okay.
Right?
Because
our coins, you can't pick up with a magnet.
Did you and Maury go to a ballet?
No. This was when I came back.
You sound upset. You're like.
From Canada.
I would have just been surprised if I just found out.
No.
Did you guys go to a ballet? Did you guys see a ballet?
When I got back from Canada, you know I have magnets for my fridge.
Oh, I almost feel like he did because, listen, he hasn't stopped talking since I asked. Did you notice that?
He can't stop. I feel like I've ruined something.
No, it was ruined a long time ago.
Oh,
wow.
No.
Okay.
Hey,
I'm not a strip club guy. You know that.
I know, but I could see the people you were with may have been.
No.
I go once in a blue moon.
And how often is a blue moon?
Once a year.
Once a month or something?
Once every 6 minutes. As soon as I get enough. It reminds me of the time when I first moved to New York. I moved to New York and I went to Times Square. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. I'm going to go into some of these stores. And they had these things called peep shows.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God, I've seen these in the movies.
They really have those in real life?
Yeah. And I was like,
oh
my God.
In the bookstores?
Yeah, in the bookstores.
Booths and stuff where you can go in and put a quarter in and watch a movie.
Is that where a glory hole came from?
Glory hole's a little different.
Glory hole can be really anywhere. But sometimes it's there.
But yeah, but
anywhere with a stall, you can have a glory hole.
Anywhere
with a hole, you can have it. Can be a glory hole.
Unless you watch Gold Rush on Discovery, then everything's a glory hole where the money comes from. That's a glory hole.
No, they do have on the Soup with Joel yeah. McHale. They run highlights from that show.
Yeah, because there's an old man always looking for the glory hole.
And he's pumping that glory hole. Trying to make it sound the filthiest show you've ever seen on television.
I can't wait to put something in that glory
hole. Fill that glory hole up. Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you went to a peep show.
So I went to a peep show. And
is this in Times Square?
Okay. And the screen came up, and I said to the girl, I said, "Where's the phone that I talked to you with?" And she said, "What?" And I said, "Where's the phone that I talked to you with?" And she just leaned out the thing. She goes, "What are you talking about? There's no phone here." For you give her a couple dollars, you could touch her boobs.
Really?
Yeah. You gave her a couple more.
You could
touch more.
Price goes up, touching goes up.
$5, you could put your finger in a woman's butthole.
$5?
$5. And then the next morning you'd wake up, geez, I don't know how I got the flu.
What is that Jeff Bridges says in The Big Lebowski? What, $200? I'll suck your cock or something.
Yeah.
And then he goes, "I'll be right back." Where are you going? I'm going to an ATM.
I keep thinking, where did I see a peep show? And I think it was in, oh my gosh, I can't remember now. But it's a movie where the brothers kill everybody. And it seems Catholic somehow. And
Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was going to be a phone and there was going to be a piece of glass and I wasn't going to be able to touch it.
See, that is like
a
standard
piece of glass.
That's like a standard movie thing, right? I've seen that in a movie.
Yeah, but those exist. I've been to those in other towns. In Vegas, I went to one. They have that. But there, and then I went to that after I'd been to New York. I was like, boring. but right behind Times Square was this thing called the Intrepid, which is a military museum, which is a aircraft carrier, and they have all these jets on it. And I kept trying to get to the Intrepid to go see this, but I kept spending all my money at Times Square every time. It took me about 8 tries to finally get to the Intrepid. I'm like, I gotta make it this time. Oh, this debauchery is crazy. I gotta learn something. Damn it.
It's so readily available.
And then you go.
Are those still there? Are there still people?
No, they changed it. It's boring.
What, the Vegas thing?
No, the
peep shows in Times Square. Now it's all family oriented.
Yeah.
Well, they try.
Family can go to a peep show and watch Disney movies.
That's right. Put a quarter in it.
But I remember there was all these really beautiful European girls. I remember.
Oh, wow.
I was just like, oh my God. You're so beautiful. I was like, "What are you doing down there?" And he said, "As this guy, my guy, my maker." And I'm like, "I don't understand." I'm like, "What? Okay, $5." You know,
$5 in the butthole.
So, but then I'm watching the news one day, and I just see them all being taken out in handcuffs.
Oh,
I'm like, "Oh, those girls aren't legal." Mm. And they sent them all back to Europe, and that's when I realized I got to get to Europe.
I got to go to Europe and find those.
I got to get those girls back into their cages.
You know, Ian has citizenship in
Australia,
United States, and Canada.
Your mother's Australian, or she lives in Australia?
Your mother's Australian.
Your mother's Australian. A kangaroo? Is that
my mom's a kangaroo. My mom's actually a koala bear.
And
bad knee.
Your dad's obviously Canadian.
My dad's obviously Canadian.
Very Canadian. How'd your parents meet?
My mom was a traveling nurse.
Oh, I heard this morning.
I didn't finish the story because we got lulled into it.
Oh, okay.
So my mom used to pull scams where she used to get free meals off of people, and she would just call up random numbers in the phone book and say, "Hey, I met a relative of yours, and they told me to come over and meet you." So my mom did that with my dad's family and
for food.
Yeah, they go have free dinners. Like my cousin is the same way as my mom, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm part gypsy.
Yeah.
So there's a little shady in your background.
There's a little shady. Oh, fuck, yes. There's more than a little. My uncle was a big wig on the city council in Australia. And there's some of the best scams I've ever heard pulled from. He used to grow pot in his backyard, first of all, before it was legal.
Right.
And you tell my aunt it was tomato plants.
They do look like tomato plants.
Yeah.
They do a little bit.
Yeah, so, but he was coming home. He was all drunk driving one night. He's coming home, and there was a booze bus checking everybody. So he just pulled into a driveway, got out, knocked on the door, and said, "Hello, John Bertoli from City Council. I'd like to talk to you about that stop sign over there." And just went in and sat at their table and talked to him about the stop sign across the street from him. Wait until the booze bus left, got back in his car, and drove away.
Wow. Oh. That's smart.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant is what that was.
My mom used to call me John because I used to get into trouble so much. My mom would say, "You remind me of your Uncle John, hoodlum."
So do you have any siblings?
I have a sister, Jocelyn. She's a saint.
Oh, really?
She's a boondock saint.
Boondock saint?
No, she's a teacher in a little Indian village.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, she's a good person.
In Canada?
Yep.
Oh.
Up near my parents. And I ask people which kid is your favorite.
Right.
People always say they're equal. I have a sister. I know that's a fucking lie.
Because
I know she's the favorite.
I don't know who. We're all miserable in my family. I don't know if there's a favorite. No, I'm serious.
How many kids in yours?
Four.
Oh.
And I'm the oldest.
Your dad should be most annoying. Can I put this in without a baby coming out?
Well, they didn't all come from him.
Oh, Jesus. Sounds like your mom was more happy than your father's. How many kids in your family?
Me, I'm an only child, which is a whole new kind of fresh hell. So
it's completely different, but it must annoy you being in here and doing the show and there being other people involved.
Yeah, sometimes.
I like the take. I've never heard it that way.
Sometimes.
It is strange because they all have a very sibling relationship.
Guys do.
Yeah.
Well, sibling, and also there's a parental thing between me and Tom, and it's weird.
There's a parental thing?
Well,
does Tom, he scold you?
Tom got him on the show and kind of mentored him. Yeah. That kind of thing, I think.
So we argue like father and son, and Christy is like my sister.
He buys you cars.
And he buys me cars, yeah, that's true. And then evil people make me sell them, and things like...
Evil.
Evil. No, not just... Yeah, what is that Mike Myers says? Not evil. Evil.
Evil. Yeah. And how about Tom?
Tom really does, and it's perfect for me, though, but if there was anybody I look to as a father, and it being Tom, he wears it well, because he fancies himself as a father to
everyone. So he does accept that responsibility.
Oh, he loves it, yeah, probably. He loves it.
And then Bob's just
I told
like
him
an
a
uncle.
Couple days ago, I said, "We need to, you and I need to have another one of those lunches. I need to sit down and talk with you." And he's like, his eyes light up. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, let's do that. Let's talk. So we got one of those coming up. So right around, I try to do it in April when his birthday is so I can.
Give him a birthday present.
Give him a birthday present.
And get some advice.
Tell him about some stuff.
His birthday's on Earth Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as he points out, he was here before they celebrated Earth Day.
Yeah. He's older than the Earth.
That's right.
That's a weird way of putting it.
Thomas Methuselah Griswold.
Let me tell you something about this Earth. It's only here because I'm here.
When I'm not here, it won't be here.
Let's might as well. Okay. So yeah.
Are you going to have kids?
I don't know.
Not sure.
My wife says we're those accident people.
Oh, so just wait till it happens. Not trying to
not protecting.
No, not really.
Mm. No, not really.
I'm a shoot it in the curtains kind of guy.
They should call that bank robber sex. Shoot it in the curtains.
Just shoot it in the curtains and scare everybody.
Shoot on the ceiling. There, that's better. Oh, I think we wrote a joke. Yeah.
I like it.
The bank robber sex. I shoot it at the ceiling.
I shoot it in the ceiling.
Just to scare everybody.
Just to make everybody scatter.
And I scream, "Everybody down."
I don't know why so many people are in my bed.
I was going to say, how many people?
There's probably a bank full of people.
I'm the reverse of Cosby. I got into comedy for the reactions.
Oh my God, what about that, right? Jeez.
How do you take that?
I'm really having kind of a lot more trouble with it than I thought, because at first when I heard about it, it was, you know, but my heart's kind of breaking in parts because Bill Cosby was
a hero?
No, he was like my dad and I would watch I Spy, his first television show on NBC with Robert Culp, and we, you know, it was one of those bonding moments, and there were very few, and I don't know what to do about him now. And plus, I thought he was really funny.
Really?
His Cosby's albums were, you know, why?
They're great.
I watched him on Picture Page.
And Picture Page is Picture Page.
Picture Page.
I wanted one of those pens.
The Cosby Show.
One of those pens that would make noise when he... How does it doing that? How does that pen make noise
I'm
like that?
Completely...
It's a guy standing over there making that noise. Come on, wake up, bro. You gotta
I mean, it's not. I'm not obsessed by it. I just, that's a shame. You know, one of those things.
Yeah, I guess I don't care.
Although I did hear a troubling story about Bill Cosby long
before.
Yeah,
but they're all stories. You know the stories people could tell about you?
What's happening?
I don't know. And I mean, not related, but I'm just saying people could, You jump on. Remember we talked about like all the stories of people claiming alien abductions sound the same because they heard it one time and then they heard it another time and people just kept mimicking the same
and
story.
And there's something too. There's something that's called collective memories or something. And like maybe 1%.
I think it's called bullshit artists.
1% of 1% of those stories might be true. But right. When people hear them, then they dream them and then they think
they decide that,
that
they're theirs.
And they decide that it happened to them.
Yeah.
I think people are so lost that they want something to
There's
happen.
Something to latch on, you know.
Yeah.
They're so disconnected that they need something.
But I will, I was in Winnipeg not too long ago.
That's in Canada, right?
That's in Canada. And there was a hockey player that was traded. And he had gone to this town, this little town in Winnipeg. He was from somewhere in the States, like Minnesota or New York or someplace. And he went there, young guy, millionaire, very popular, and had a lot of fun.
Right.
Drank a lot, met a lot of women. And then got engaged, and then he wanted to shut it down, and then people were a little upset that he'd gotten engaged with somebody else, not them. So he actually kind of wanted out of the town. And the whole town would just tell me while I was there how big of a cokehead this guy was. He's a cokehead. He'd been to rehab 3 times. And I know people that work for the team. So I just brought up, I'm like, hey, what's his face? Did he have a bad drug problem? They're like, no, it's just bizarre.
Yeah.
People, he goes, I don't understand. Like, I talked to the guy and he says I said, did you even try it? Because people are like saying that you've been to rehab. And I just want to know if you did something, you did something. But what's going, how does, like, you got hurt. And we're out 6 weeks, and people were putting you in rehab for six weeks.
Oh, yeah.
It's just amazing how people can grab onto something, spin it a little bit. Somebody else spins it a little bit.
And now it's the truth.
And now it's
the truth. This is, and I'm going to tell this story one more time, and this is the absolute truth.
Uh-oh.
In 1995, I decided to try and go do my own morning radio show in San Diego, California.
Right.
At KGB.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to do mornings. So I'm there for three months, maybe 3.5 months. And the guy I was partnered up with had somewhat of a nervous breakdown, quit unexpectedly, and I was left there by myself to hold down the morning show.
Right.
So it became a personality, it was a personality-driven morning radio show, and then it became me saying, this is Fleetwood Mac on KGB, the 101, and not really what I wanted to do. So I called Tom and I said, hey, I need to come back and do mornings. He goes, well, let's see what we can do about that. So
you do turns a good impression out, of him.
Happy ending.
Does a
happy
good
ending.
Impression.
Happy ending. I come back and I'm back on the Bob and Tom show. I leave in January of 95. I'm back in July of 95.
Right. 6 months.
In that 6 months, the rumor started that I went to Betty Ford in wherever Betty Ford is. And I had been hooked on whatever.
I think it's in clinic.
It is, yeah, I think so.
And the more I tell people, that's not what happened.
What do they tell you were addicted to?
Cocaine. I was on cocaine.
I've never, I've lived
treated.
In Indianapolis
I've
my entire life, and I have never heard that.
And then Haywood came up, Haywood Banks came up with a song that I had spent I spent Christmas at Betty Ford.
Right.
And that only furthered, and the more I deny it, the more people.
That's hilarious. I've never heard that.
I'm
you
pretty sure
junkies
you
were same.
Betty Ford. I've never really been addicted.
I didn't think, that's what I was going to say, if you had any addictions, they came later in life. You were, weren't you just like addicted to?
Addicted to not being alone,
women?
I think. Yeah.
Women is a good addiction. I like it.
Women, the butthole, right?
The butthole.
Hey.
$5 a butthole.
$5 a butthole.
Which would be, like, people, it's funny that people bring that up. You think
there's
you
reality.
Had to go away. You had to go away and try something and have it not work out.
Right.
You'd much rather go to rehab than fucking have a show. Go,
oh, sure.
And then
oh,
come
yeah.
back. And I'm not being a dick, but
no.
You had to come back with your tail between
absolutely.
Your legs.
Absolutely. Like, I was defeated, and obviously I can't do this without somebody else, and I'm a dumbass.
But that's not what happened. What happened was a guy fucking had a nervous breakdown because you were so bad.
That's exactly right. He couldn't work. Well, no, but that was part of it. No, that was absolutely part of it. Because the people around here I've worked with forever, and some days I'll come in and I won't say a word. And other days I'll come in and I'll be, hey, how's it going? What you doing? You know, high five and everything.
Right, right.
But other days I'm really quiet. And
he couldn't deal with it?
that guy and that they had no idea what to think.
He was also in love with your producer.
He also was a gay man and fell in love with the producer we hired and found it.
My God, who is this guy that keeps coming
difficult
in these
to
jean
work
shorts?
With. So,
I cannot handle this show with these nuts all over the place.
And that's the truth.
It.
He passed away recently, didn't he?
Who, the
yes.
crazy guy or the guy with his nuts hanging out?
The guy who liked the nuts.
The guy who...
The nut liker.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, my partner out there. Yeah, he had...
Did he clear it up? Did he ever get with his producer?
He had a heart attack. Gosh, when was that? I want to say in the 90s.
Nope.
No? Did you look it up?
No,
nope,
but
3 weeks ago.
I was going to say it was within the last 5 years.
Really?
Yes.
You'd given up on him in the 90s, but...
It seems like it's long ago. Should I look it up to find out when?
It was not long ago.
You seem angry about it. It was not long ago, and you didn't even send a card.
No, but he does that all the time. Everything happened in the early 90s. No, everything happened so long ago.
Everything happened 20 years ago.
Are you saying I was mellow on the show today?
No, you mean you feel like you're mellow now.
Okay. All right. Wait a minute.
But I
put on the glasses.
I only listened to one break this
February 4th, 1999 is when he died.
February what?
1999.
That's bullshit.
Here, why don't you look at it? Don't say anything of the particulars, but see where it says February 4th, 1999?
He was young.
Yeah, he was very young.
Sounds like he may have gone to rehab.
We were the same age.
You were 39
in
99.
Wait a minute. No, I was 44 in 99.
I know.
Oh, yeah, you would. Okay.
Wow. Sounds like somebody's got control of somebody's.
No, I
code words.
No.
Yeah.
99?
39. Should he have gone to rehab?
No, he died at 39 of the same thing that I have that I got fixed at 39. I guess that's sort of
cocaine.
Yeah, cocaine addiction and addicted to the butthole.
The butthole. God damn it! I can't get a $5 bill in my hand without putting it in the butthole. What is that? A butthole? Yabby.
Jason's always said he used to be our producer. He was on the show for a little while, and he always said, I've never understood men's fascination with the beehole because it's so close to the most wonderful place on the earth. Why would you want to go there?
Because the grass is always greener on the other butthole. I don't know. I think they're both fantastic.
They're both magnificent.
They're both. Is it on a woman? I like it.
All the parts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All the parts.
Yeah. And I'm not.
So why has it been 2.5 years since you've been back to Indiana? What's the deal? What's the problem?
What's her face books weird with me? The lady that books the place that I'm at.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I should say the name.
No, we don't care.
You don't care. Well, I'm not going to say it.
Well, there you go.
Because I want to come back in 2 years.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm going to try to come when I'm in other towns. I think I should contact.
Louisville? When you're in Louisville, you should come up?
I had no idea. I had no idea that somebody actually booked the show. I just thought that they...
Oh, here?
Yeah. Because I've...
Well, you're one of the guys that when you're in town or anywhere close by, you should be on the show.
I would love to do that
because
close by
you
thing.
Don't know how many times we have guests
that are shit.
That's a little harsh.
That we might have to edit that out.
That they're not any fucking good at all,
right.
Is what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, I would seriously...
You're one of those guys that can come in and sit down and, like you said, not do any of your material, and it's delightful.
You guys have a great conversation going on. You guys are very open and let people in on the conversation, which is great because I have a weird thing with... When I go to a town and I don't do press, it drives me insane.
Oh, because you want to be out and you want to be promoting. And you
I
want to
be out.
People.
I love doing radio. I feel like this is why I got into comedy was to do afternoon TV and to do because I used to
afternoon TV,
fucking afternoon TV, like the Welcome to Chicago, Chicago Today, something like that, you know, or Indianapolis
right.
This afternoon, you know. I love that. I used to rush home and I'd watch. I don't know. Alan Thicke used to have a talk show.
Yes, we've talked about this.
He had a talk show on here?
No. Yeah, and he was drunk all the time.
In the United States?
In Canada, he had an afternoon show. Here, he had a night show.
Yeah, night show.
Oh,
here.
Thick of the night.
Yes,
that's
yes,
right.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And I used to watch him in the afternoon.
Is he Canadian?
As a kid. Yeah, he's Canadian.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love, he would have these comics on and it just looked like everybody was having so much fun. And then I would watch a game show afterwards, either the Match Game or mm-hmm. Hollywood Squares.
Oh, I love
the they'd have these comics on and it just looked, oh my God. And then you do stand up a night. Oh, this is crazy. This is what I want. You know what I mean? This is what I want to do. I just have fun and then I have more fun. And then I got on a plane and go someplace else.
And
yes.
You can make a living doing this? People will give you money?
Mom and Dad, I got to do, I want to do this. And then my mom's like, no, you want to be a dentist. I'm like, oh, that doesn't seem like fun. So
is that what they wanted?
My mom wanted me to be a dentist. I was going to school to become an explosive engineer.
What?
Yeah, I like blowing shit up.
You really do? Mm-hmm. Still to this day?
Not anymore, but it used to be fun. I was working in a gold mine when I was 18.
And you blew holes in the earth to get the gold.
I used to blow the shit of the side of a mountain.
Have you
really?
Seen There Will Be Blood? Have you seen that?
Yeah.
That's what he starts out. He starts out looking for gold and he stumbles, I guess, into oil. But
yeah. Yeah, so
you've got to be, you got to be really careful with that stuff, right?
Yeah. And I was young and stupid and didn't really know how.
Wow.
Yeah. I used to work with this older guy, and he was the engineer, and he wasn't that good. And every so often, he used to have to jump under a truck or something. Too much was in it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was crazy.
So
it was so much fun, though. Sorry.
So this was 20 years ago?
Yeah.
So they really didn't have any sort of way to measure how big the charge was going to be.
Oh,
they
did.
Than feeling? Or
he was
bad at it?
They would drill holes. We'd figure out certain things, and then they'd do measurements. And I would make all the explosives. I would make ANFO and emulsion. ANFO is fertilizer mixed with diesel fuel.
Okay.
And I'd have to measure a certain amount, and there was a big turning thing, and I had to put all this stuff in and make it up. And then there was this emulsion stuff, which was a paste.
Emulsifier.
Yeah, and I would just put it down, and it would certain explosives would create more flash, and certain would create more
compression.
Compression, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
do you have to do the fuse and the whole thing?
Yeah, the fuse and sticks of dynamite. I started out, I was just the grunt, and I would pack boxes of nitrogen, like the sticks of nitroglycerin from the truck to the case, the case to the truck. And I would pass out because of your fucking veins.
The fumes, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was so much fun, though. I was just like... This is so fun. And then I was like, I want to be a comedian. That's what I always wanted to be. So I went and did an open mic. Never went back to school. 19 years old, 20.
So you were studying that in school?
Yeah, I was going to go to UBC, University of British Columbia for it.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much do you remember of all that?
Nothing. I remember.
So you couldn't go to a hardware store and get some fertilizer and stuff?
Yeah, you could figure that out pretty easy.
Oh, my God.
That's all, you don't need to be that smart to do that, but you need to be smart if you want to actually use it for good,
right.
I'd use it for good, but we'd blow up sides of mountains. It was pretty, I'd see all these chipmunks and stuff. I'm like, get out of here, you gotta go. Oh,
they don't know what's going on, do they? Like,
please run.
I know what he's doing.
Yeah. This deer looking at you. Boom. So, yeah.
So then, yeah, it was an open mic night, and you never looked back.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, kind of. And then I went from the open mic night to, I went with a friend, got on at the Montreal Comedy Festival,
mm-hmm.
and I went out with him, toured across Canada, made no money one summer, and went to the Montreal Comedy Festival, got on a show somehow, and was seen by Lucian Hold, who owned the comic strip in New York.
Yeah.
And he said, if you're ever in New York, I'll put you on stage. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, you're funny. So I'm like, okay. So I called a girl I was dating, and I said, yeah, it's going great out here. She goes, you got to come home now. I'm like, okay. So I got no money. She's like, you got to come home. I hitchhiked across Canada to back to Vancouver. As soon as I got in the door, she dumped me.
Oh.
And I was like, you could have done this on the phone.
Right.
Like, why am I here?
Yeah.
I'm heartbroken and dirty.
And now I got to go all the way back across to get to New York City.
Well, I ended up staying in Vancouver for another 4 months. Got another, like, made a bunch of money. And then got myself back to Montreal. Got another show in Montreal. Made, I think I had $1,200 to my name. Got on a train and went to New York. Lived in a youth hostel for $14 a day. He put me on stage every night. Got seen by the people from Conan O'Brien. And they helped me get my work papers and put me on TV.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's how I ended up in America. And that's how my career basically.
So you didn't threaten to blow anybody up?
Nah.
No, you just went ahead.
Nah. I'm going to blow myself up.
I blew up.
TV.
I'm on TV. I blew up.
I don't know. I don't know that. I medium-sized myself. So.
Doesn't it seem there are a lot of really funny people from Canada? I mean,
the majority.
Yeah. Like all the SCTV crowd.
That's what I think of, yeah.
Yeah, the SCTV guys are fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Martin Short, I think, it might be the best of them.
He was amazing on the on the SNL 40-year celebration.
Yeah,
I think he looks great.
He's incredible. He was just so.
Have you ever talked? Have you ever heard him talk about his wife?
No,
I know he.
God, you will bawl your eyes out.
Yeah, it's really.
What's the story?
She died, and he fucking loved her.
Yeah, she died four or five years ago.
5 years ago, and he disappeared
now,
for a while.
Yeah, he's just now coming. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. He hasn't been around for a long time.
Yeah,
right.
Oh,
I like those kind of stories where people actually love each other.
Ross Bennett has a story like that.
Ross Bennett,
mm-hmm. The comedian.
He was Eddie Strange for a little bit.
Yeah, what? Yeah, I haven't seen him in
kind
forever.
Of wild hair.
Yeah. Yeah, did his wife die?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
my neighbor, his wife died, and he just moved in not too long, probably 6 months ago, and we become friends. And his wife died about 5 years ago, and he just moved out of his house about 2 years ago, and then he moved into another building, and then he just moved in next to us. And his wife died in her sleep when they were, and he said, it took me a long time to figure out because I just couldn't figure out. And he said, I did absolutely everything in my life for her.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know what to do it for.
Yeah. What's the reason now?
Yeah. So it's pretty crazy that, and my wife and I were talking about it the other day. She's like, what would you do if I died? And I was like, probably call your parents.
Chad Daniels have that joke?
Chad Daniels has the great hunky. His wife came in to him and said, his wife at the time, came in and said, what would you do if I died? And he'd go, well, I'd go to my computer and open that folder marked finally.
That is hilarious.
Chad Daniels.
Yeah. I still love my wife, so I would probably be pretty confused.
Oh, sure.
Sure. We haven't been married that long. I still love her.
I'm guessing, hopefully, like...
when you're that age, you'll feel that way. Yeah.
The reason I'm married is because she was the first girl that I ever wanted to spend time with outside of the bedroom. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's the reason I'm married to her is because, I enjoy doing things with her.
Right.
And so I don't
Doesn't it often feel like in relationships, I guess, when you're younger, that you're trying to kind of find more ways to be away from them?
What is it? Somebody said it's not the Saturday night date, it's the all day Sunday who you spend your time with or something.
It's really a good point. Like, I remember her being the one that was trying to get away. She's like, I've got a fish, I've got to go home. I'm like, what?
Really?
She said, I got a fish that I have to go feed.
I'm like, I gotta go feed my fish.
I was like, nice try.
Is that code? Is that code for something?
I thought I was feeding your fish last night.
I'll feed that fish. Let me get right in there and I.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes.
I can't.
Okay.
What's happening?
I don't know.
There it is. I think that's our show, Ian.
I guess we're wrapping it up. Thought we'd wrap it up on fun times. Yeah, I'm ready. Rusty rays of light shine down on his face. Come on.
How do we get out of this shit we're in?
Back up the bag, let's get out of here.
Okay.
The sirens start to fill the air.
Makes me crazy.
Juggling the body still. This is almost some kind of
what is it, girls be tripping?
How do we get out of this shit we're in?
I was wondering how you were talking with your lips shut. Anyway, thanks for downloading the Off the Air podcast. We'll talk to you next time. Oh, go to chickbiggie.com. Check that out. Oh, Ian Bagg. How do I get the Ian Bagg stuff? IanBagg.com?
IanBagg.com, yeah. Follow me on Twitter. I like the Twitters. I like Instagrams better.
IanBagg.com.
C-O-M. Not org.
What's your Instagram?
Ian Bagg. Everything's Ian Bagg. IanBagg.
Good night, everybody.
Plastic ass cap and tuck up on the sunset strip. Straight cold from an old flip lit cigarette. No joke when the shit lit. Crazy Schwarzenegger movie crib keeper shit. Got to the ghost to sweat out the heat. Sick up Chuck Taylor burn black. Beef and took a heaven bound. Headed down in the state zero. Two legs back as a witness, no hero. It's alright cause I love you baby. It's alright cause I love you girl.